At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Behind the Knife, the surgery podcast. Relevant and engaging content designed to help you dominate the day.
Calling all surgical education junkies. Behind the Knife is looking to add new fellows to our team this year. We are thrilled to be adding these positions as we've got big plans for the future and we want you to be a part of them. We're working on countless projects that will make a real impact on surgical education, including a modern, engaging general surgery curriculum and slick new videos. We're looking for enterprising surgical residents to take the bull by the horns and build something new and exciting. Fellows will benefit from ample support from the Behind the Knife team, including the use of our brand new digital education platform and access to all of our resources like illustrators, video editing, social media, and more. Get your name out there and build your CV by being part of the number one surgery education platform in the world. We're offering a two-year fellowship starting in July 2025 and ending in June 2027. Only residents beginning their two-year academic development time will be considered, and the residents' institutions and mentors must approve of this fellowship. Check out the show notes for the application link. All applications are due April 20th. Again, all applications are due on April 20th. Dominate the day.
Hi, and welcome to another journal review in thoracic surgery with your Swedish thoracic surgery team. I'm Chloe Hansen. I'm a third year general surgery resident currently in my research year here at Swedish, and I'm joined by my extremely esteemed attendings, Dr. Brian Louie and Dr. Peter White.
How do you do?
Hello.
Today will be the last Swedish thoracic surgery podcast contribution to Behind the Knife. For this journal club, we are discussing the highly awaited ESOPEC trial, published in January of this year, which examines perioperative chemotherapy versus preoperative chemoradiation in esophageal adenocarcinoma.
This paper is the most recent in a series that have been examining the best treatment regimen for esophageal and esophagogastric junction cancers. But before we get into the details, Brian, can you help set the stage for how this paper fits in with the other studies that have been completed?
Absolutely. We've all heard of the CROSS trial and the MAGIC trials, but let's take a quick refresh at several of these studies that led towards ESOPEC. The MAGIC trial was the first, and it was published in 2006, and this examined perioperative chemotherapy versus surgery alone for patients with predominantly gastric adenocarcinoma, but had a number of GE junction cancers in there. They found a survival benefit in patients who received perioperative chemotherapy. The regimen used in this trial was epirubicin, cisplatinum, and fluorouracil given prior to surgery with four cycles, then surgery, then four cycles after. And what this trial really did for GE junction cancers was it established that there was a potential role for perioperative chemotherapy in GE junction cancers.
All right. Then in 2012, there's a Dutch trial called the CROSS trial that compared neoadjuvant chemoradiation plus surgery to surgery alone in patients with esophageal adenocarcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma. And this showed that preoperative chemoradiotherapy with carboplatin and paclitaxel plus radiotherapy with a dose of 41.4 gray followed by surgery led to an overall superior survival curve than surgery alone. One of the findings of this study that the benefit for survival was driven more so by the squamous cell cancer population and somewhat less from the adenocarcinoma population.
Next came the German FLOT4 trial, which was published in 2019, which examined two chemotherapy regimens comparing fluorouracil, leucovorin, oxaliplatin, and docetaxel, or FLOT, versus the MAGIC regimen in patients with esophageal, esophagogastric junction, and gastric adenocarcinoma. FLOT demonstrated a 15-month improvement in overall survival with 50 months compared to 35 months for the MAGIC regimen. This cemented FLOT as the preferred perioperative chemotherapy regimen for gastric and gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma.
The more recent trial was NeoAegis, which was published in 2023, but was stopped early due to a futility interim analysis. It compared CROSS as a trimodality therapy with preoperative chemoradiation against perioperative chemotherapy with the MAGIC regimen up to 2018, and then switched to FLOT in 2018 because of the German trial. It demonstrated equivalency with regards to overall survival in patients with esophageal or EG junction carcinoma, but it was ultimately underpowered because of the switch to FLOT late in the trial, and this led to early termination.
Yeah, so we've talked about a few different chemotherapy regimens so far, most recently is FLOT. The other was the regimen with the CROSS trial, which used carboplatin and paclitaxel. So FLOT is fairly strong chemotherapy. It does have a higher associated toxicity rate. It can be more difficult for patients to tolerate and then ultimately complete, especially those that are older. The chemotherapy regimen in the CROSS trial is almost more of a radiosensitizing agent, tends to be much better tolerated, and more patients were able to complete this compared to FLOT. And it's one of the things that we'll talk about as we move forward with these studies.
So if you were following along, we've compared FLOT4 with MAGIC, the CROSS regimen with MAGIC, but we have not yet discussed a completed study of the CROSS regimen with the FLOT regimen, which leads us to the ESOPEC trial.
All right. I think we have a good idea of the impetus behind the trial, so let's jump into the methods.
Yeah, so the ESOPEC trial is a German trial that examined adult patients with clinical T2 to T4A or node-positive lower esophageal and EGJ adenocarcinoma. These were patients with an ECOG status of 0 or 2 with no previous chemotherapy or radiation. Their primary endpoint was overall survival at 3 years.
And to highlight this as a difference between the CROSS trial, it excluded squamous cell carcinoma and only focused on the esophageal and EGJ adenocarcinoma. And remember, in the CROSS trial, the improved survival benefit and the improved pathologic complete response was seen higher for squamous cell carcinoma compared to adenocarcinoma. And some of this drived the overall benefit that was seen in the CROSS trial. Also, the CROSS trial had excluded patients with T4A disease, whereas these T4A size tumors were included in ESOPEC.
Good point. There are some other key differences between CROSS and ESOPEC protocol, which may also impact the conclusions we are able to draw from their results.
Yeah, so CT imaging was performed prior to randomization to confirm there was no metastatic disease. Note here that in the U.S., a PET scan as part of initial evaluation would also be standard. Patients were then randomized to two arms, FLOT plus surgery versus preoperative chemoradiation plus surgery. The FLOT arm consisted of 4 cycles of chemotherapy every 2 weeks, followed by surgery, then an additional 4 cycles of chemotherapy every 2 weeks. The second arm was the official CROSS protocol, which is carboplatin plus paclitaxel once daily and 41.4 gray of radiation. Surgery was then performed 4 to 8 weeks after completing 4 cycles of FLOT, or 4 to 8 weeks after the last dose of preoperative chemoradiation. Length of follow-up was 3 years after the last patient was assigned to trial, so we have some results up to 5 years. However, we got to remember that their primary endpoint was 3-year survival.
The other item, Chloe, to remember is that, as you said, in the CROSS protocol, 41 gray of irradiation was used, but clinically, most groups are using 50.4 gray of irradiation as a modified CROSS protocol in most standard U.S. cancer centers. And so that's a big important point to remember.
Yeah. And part of that is the definitive radiation dose for the treatment is the 50-40 gray. And so that helps cover patients that may never get to surgery because now they've had a definitive dose of radiation. Now let's move on to the results. So Chloe, let's walk us through some of the pertinent demographics from Table 1.
Yeah, so they enrolled a total of 428 patients from 2016 to 2020. 221 patients in the flaw arm and 217 patients in the pre-op chemoradiation arm. Overall, these patients were mostly male and mostly had an ECOG status of 0 or 1. Baseline characteristics were mostly balanced. However, the flaw arm had slightly more patients with a T4 tumor, and the pre-op chemorads arm had more patients with nodal disease.
And then with regards to treatment, in the FLOT group, 87% had received all four cycles of therapy prior to surgery. However, only 53% completed the full four cycles of adjuvant FLOT after surgery. This speaks to the difficulty of the adjuvant chemotherapy after recovering from surgery, as well as some of the inherent side effects of FLOT and the potential challenges. 38% of patients in the FLOT arm did not receive any adjuvant chemotherapy after surgery.
In the cross arm of the ESOPEC trial, 67% received complete 5 cycles of chemotherapy before surgery, and 88% of patients received the complete 41 gray of irradiation. This is one of the places where the cross arm of the ESOPEC trial does worse in comparison to the same arm in the true cross trial, where 91% received full treatment compared to 67% in the same arm in the ESOPEC trial.
Moving on to their primary endpoint, the overall survival at 3 years was 57% in the FLOT arm and 50% in the pre-op chemoradiation arm, with a hazard ratio of 0.7 favoring FLOT. In the 5-year data, the overall survival was 50% in the FLOT arm and only 38% in the pre-op chemoradiation arm. The median overall survival was 66 months in the FLOT arm and only 37 months in the pre-op chemorads arm. That's a difference of 29 more months in median survival for the FLOT arm.
That's a pretty significant difference in both the 5-year outcomes as well as the median overall survival. Brian, remind us, what were the similar statistics that were reported in the pre-op chemoradiation arm of the cross trial?
So in the cross trial, they reported overall survival at 58% at 3 years and 47% at 5 years. And also in the NeoAGES trial, it was 57% at 3 years. So there's some discrepancy between the ESOPEC results and the other two trials for the same treatment arm. As we mentioned earlier, remember, ESOPEC does not include squamous cell carcinoma, which typically has a good response to chemoradiation, and 23% of patients in the cross trial had squamous cancer, which is one reason for the discrepancy in these numbers.
It's interesting to look at the ESOPEC subgroup analysis. They demonstrated a better response with FLOT versus chemoradiation with male patients, younger patients, patients with a lower ECOG score, patients with a higher T score, particularly T3-4, and those with node-positive disease. This definitely gives the sense of those that are younger, stronger, and with more aggressive cancers would tend to do better with FLOT as a more aggressive chemotherapy regimen compared to chemoradiation.
Chloe, tell us a little bit about the secondary endpoints of disease progression and recurrence.
So they report that progression-free survival at 3 years was 51% in the FLOT arm and 35% in the pre-op chemoradiation arm. In an intention-to-treat analysis, this includes patients who were found to have distant mets before the start of therapy, of which the pre-op chemoradiation arm had more. Still fairly significant.
Yeah, then in terms of type of progression, in the FLOT arm, there was more isolated local regional progression, while the pre-op chemoradiation arm had more patients with distant metastasis.
Well, it seems like this makes intuitive sense, as radiation is good at controlling local disease, and the stronger chemotherapy in the FLOT arm would be better at controlling systemic disease. I wonder if that's really the case.
Yeah, Brian, it seems like there's clearly more to it, because if you look at the pathologic endpoints, both groups had similar rates of R0 resection, and we might have expected a higher rate of R0 with the addition of radiation. Also, when we look at the response rate with the pathologic specimens, there's a difference in the complete response, and you would have thought that the addition of radiation would have boosted the pathologic complete response in the cross arm, but Chloe, can you tell us about that?
As a reminder, pathologic complete response, or PCR, is defined as no residual invasive cancer in the surgical specimen after resection. So they report a 16.7% path CR in the FLOT arm and only a 10% path CR in the pre-op chemoradiation arm. This is pretty low.
That path CR seems fairly low for the pre-op chemoradiation arm. What was it in the cross trial?
The reported PCR for adenocarcinoma in the CROSS trial in the chemoradiation arm was 22%. Why do you think there's such a discrepancy?
Yeah, Chloe, it may be related to a few different factors. One of them is the inclusion of the T4A tumors in the ESOPEC trial. These are presumably going to be larger, though it only accounts for about 5% of tumors that were within the cross regimen arm of the ESOPEC trial. A second reason, it may be related to fewer patients in the preoperative chemoradiotherapy arm in ESOPEC completing the full therapy. So in ESOPEC, only 67% completed it, whereas it was 91% within the CROSS trial. Lastly, when you look at nodal disease, there was an overall higher percentage of patients with nodal disease within the ESOPEC trial, and that's the preoperative chemoradiotherapy arm of the ESOPEC trial, which is 81.6%, whereas that same arm in the CROSS trial, it was lower at 65%. Then when you look at post-resection nodal disease, as you'd expect, even after resection, nodal disease percentage was higher in the chemoradiotherapy arm of the ESOPEC trial at 45% versus that same arm in the CROSS trial at 31%. These are considerations of the differences between these trials, but it is a little bit tough to make direct comparisons because of the way and the nature that these trials were run.
Well, that's a lot of data, Peters. Let's now go over the safety and side effect outcomes in the two arms. Chloe, can you summarize?
As we mentioned previously, FLOT is typically challenging with higher serious and severe adverse events compared to the CROSS regimen. The serious adverse event rate was 47% in the FLOT arm compared to 41% in the pre-op chemoradiation arm, while severe adverse events, which is grade 3 or higher, had a rate of 58% in the FLOT arm and 50% in the CROSS arm. The most common serious adverse event in both treatment arms was pneumonia. The most common severe, which is grade 3 or higher, adverse event was neutropenia in the FLOT arm and leukopenia in the preoperative chemoradiation.
So essentially, more side effects and adverse events in the FLOT arm, which is something that we see and are concerned about clinically in practice as well.
Right. There was also a difference in estimated 90-day post-operative mortality with 3.1% in the FLOT arm and 5.6% in the pre-op chemoradiation arm. But as this was an estimate from survival curves, we can't draw statistical comparisons.
All right. So that's a lot of data. You may have to go back and listen to it a few times to fully cover it. But let's now summarize and give some highlights. ESOPEC is a phase 3 randomized controlled trial. It examined surgically resectable lower esophageal and esophagogastric junction adenocarcinoma, and it compared the regimens of 4 cycles of induction FLOT plus surgery plus an additional 4 cycles of adjuvant FLOT versus preoperative chemoradiotherapy plus surgery. Overall, the findings demonstrated an improved 3- and 5-year survival in patients receiving FLOT therapy, with a median overall survival of 66 months in the FLOT arm compared to 37 months in the CROSS arm.
Yeah, there is a lot to talk about here. This trial reported fairly significant survival benefit to FLOT over preoperative chemoradiotherapy, but there are some considerations. Dr. Louis, what do you think?
Yeah, so firstly, ESOPEC is for adenocarcinoma only. And while there is some subset analysis of adenocarcinoma CROSS, this creates some limits to directly compare CROSS regimens in each of these. In ESOPEC, most patients had a performance status of 0 to 1 with a median age of 63. With the toxicity associated with FLOT, it may be more challenging to get ECOG-2 patients or octogenarians through the complete regimen of FLOT. Even in ESOPEC, only 53% of patients completed the 4 cycles of FLOT after surgery, and these studies are generally the best-case scenario. In real life, this may be even tougher, and we've actually been discussing moving these cycles of FLOT to all before surgery, so we have often given all 8 cycles up front. Peter, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you've mentioned already. When you look back at the FLOT 4 study, they also had a pretty low completion rate. Only 46% of patients had completed all 8 cycles, and there are several studies showing a higher completion rate if you move those cycles before surgery in potentially a total induction treatment regimen. Although, when you think about it, even though only 53% of patients completed the adjuvant plot, we still saw a significant benefit when they were all grouped together over preoperative chemoradiotherapy. So even with that potential downside with the way the study was done, we saw the benefit. And we touched on this before, but to highlight the discrepancy of the path CR rate for preoperative chemoradiation of EsoPEC compared to the CROSS trial, it was 10% in the same EsoPEC trial arm versus 23% in the same CROSS trial arm. Though when you compare it to NeoAegis, the pathologic complete response was 12%, so more similar to what was seen in EsoPEC. This is one of the critiques that we hear about the EsoPEC trial, saying, well, maybe the trial just wasn't done in the same manner because the path CR rates were so different. But we talked about some of the differences in terms of larger tumor sizes and more nodal disease. So that may also give some explanation as to why we see that discrepancy. Additionally, in EsoPEC, they tended to be higher stage patients because of that. And the authors also point out this as a difference between the studies as a potential explanation. Chloe, is there anything you also wanted to point out?
So we mentioned this before, but the preoperative chemo-rads arm had more distant recurrence than the FLOT arm, which again goes back to FLOT being a superior systemic treatment compared to the CROSS regimen.
So based on the EsoPEC data, it does appear that there is a clear superiority when we do perioperative FLOT compared to preoperative chemoradiation for esophageal and GE junction adenocarcinoma. But Brian, is there ever a case when you would actually prefer the CROSS regimen to FLOT?
You know, Peter, there's a few ways to sort of think about the answer to that question. First point I think is most important is that surgical resection, regardless of these two regimens, is the most important aspect or modality that need to get to. So the key goal is to make sure that if you're using FLOT or CROSS, that you still get to surgery. And if you make the patient so sick that they can't get to surgery, that becomes a problem. And this is where we get to with some of the supplementary group analysis. As you've mentioned before, for the benefit of FLOT was driven by patients who are under 60, good ECOG performance status, higher T stage and more nodal disease. So in those patients, I'm more likely to push for FLOT. But those patients in the EsoPEC trial who had higher ECOG scores, who were older than 70, might have had lower stage disease, the hazard ratios crossed 1, those are folks that clinically I might give CROSS to because I just need to simply get them through to surgery. And these folks probably do equally as well. Now, the other two things that we should point out are that based on CheckMate 577, which we previously discussed in the Behind the Knife journal review, that adds nivolumab after chemoradiation followed by surgery. And in the current U.S. model, we cannot give and don't always get approval for adjuvant nivolumab, and that's not been studied in the EsoPEC trial. The second item that we mentioned before is the true CROSS regimen has 41 gray of irradiation, and most of us have moved to 50.4, which potentially adds different advantages after using this higher radiation dose, though that's not been truly fully studied.
Yeah. And of course, we have to mention, we as surgeons all know it, but we're not the ones who are actually giving these chemotherapy drugs. There may be many institutions where the oncologists drive these decisions for perioperative care and systemic therapy. But I'd really encourage all the surgeons out there, have those conversations, talk to the oncologists, because our experience with seeing how patients are before surgery after they've had FLOT versus chemo radiation, as well as talking to them about the nuances of the care, it really gets them excited and they almost always really appreciate our input. So hope you use some of the things you've learned with this to talk to your oncologist about it.
Thanks for listening to another Swedish Thoracic Surgery Journal review. I really hope you've taken away some nuggets to impress your attendings with your in-depth knowledge of the EsoPEC trial.
After this podcast, there's going to be a new thoracic surgery group who's going to continue making amazing thoracic content. We want to say that it's been an absolute pleasure to be involved with Behind the Knife over the last 4 years.
Yeah, Peter, it's been a fantastic experience learning how to generate content, do podcasts, and we hope to see all of you at future thoracic and foregut meetings.
This is Swedish Thoracic Surgery over and out. Now go out and
dominate the day.
Be sure to check out our website at www.behindtheknife.org. Download our free app available for Apple iOS and Android. Simply search for Behind the Knife in the App Store or Google Play to download the app. In the app, you can listen to our episodes, watch high-yield videos, and even access our premium content, including our oral board reviews and trauma video atlas. You can also follow us on Twitter at Behind the Knife and on Instagram at Behind the Knife Podcast. If you like what you hear, please be sure to leave us a review. Content produced by Behind the Knife is intended for health professionals and is for educational purposes only. We do not diagnose, treat, or offer patient-specific advice. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your support.
Until next time, dominate the day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.